Voice of the Cape Drive Time. Welcome back to the show. 072-238-0712 is our WhatsApp number. Feel free to criticize, comment, or query. The court case of murdered anti-apartheid activist Ahmed Timol resumed at the Palm Ridge High Court today. Former security branch policeman Joe Rodriguez is arguing why he should not be prosecuted for the murder of the anti-apartheid activist in 1971. Rodriguez's lawyers believe he should not be prosecuted on the basis of his age and the amount of time that has passed since Timol's murder. Online is Imtiaz Kaji, Ahmed Timol's nephew and an author of a book on Ahmed Timol. Imtiaz, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Shafiq. Many thanks for hosting.
Now, of course, what we find interesting is that over the weekend, the press was filled with stories of the National Prosecuting Authority itself going as far back as the early 2000s, actually putting cases such as these into the freezer, not wanting to go forward in case ANC cadres could be implicated. But here we are, 2018, and Rodriguez fighting literally for his life.
Well, most certainly, Shafiq, remembering 2019. And, you know, we had another shocking day in court, you know, which again confirms our suspicions on the National Prosecution Authority. You know, Judge Munama today, Shafiq, was absolutely scathing that the state attorney's office, you know, who's the instructing attorney, and the different counsels for the various respondents, the first one, the acting director of the National National Director of Public Prosecutions, secondly for the Minister of Justice and Correctional Services, and thirdly for the South African Police Service, failed to appear in court today, Shafiq.
My
word. Judge Munama delayed proceedings this morning until 1400 hours this afternoon, granting them ample time, you know, to travel from Pretoria to the Palm Ridge High Court in Germiston. And once again, at 1400 hours, they failed to appear, providing absolutely no explanation. And Judge Munama was absolutely scathing and livid that this behavior is totally unacceptable. And he repeated the phrase during court proceedings that justice delayed is justice denied.
Surely this is contempt of court. Will these people be charged for contempt of court? Because I know if I don't appear in court for my parking fines, contempt of court is slapped upon me and I get arrested.
Well, we honestly hope so, because apart from not attending to court proceedings, Shafiq, you know, they also miss deadlines that were set by Judge Munama. Heads of arguments had to be filed. And once again, they dismally failed, you know, to actually submit the heads of argument. So Judge Munama was absolutely scathing and made it very clear that this is unacceptable. And once again, you know, new time frames have been set that we go back to court on the 28th of March, 2019, where in front of a full bench, you know, the actual arguments will be presented on Rodriguez's application for a permanent chair prosecution. And is also preempted, you know, given us the date, I think it's for the 8th of April, you know, where we will then get the way forward, you know, so that, you know, that this matter can be timelessly processed.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely crazy, isn't it? The whole situation, a total lack of respect. It almost seems as if Rodriguez's counsel is hoping that he's going to die, hit his grave before he actually goes to court.
No, most certainly, Shafiq. Look, I mean, more than 15 months have passed when Judge Billy Motley made the ruling on the 12th of October 2017, you know, for Rodriguez to be charged. And he had his first court appearance only 9 months thereafter, which was on the 30th of July 2018. And since then, you know, we definitely of the view that they're embarking on the stalling tactics. And remember that his legal representatives don't incur any costs, because you and I as taxpayers' money cover his legal costs. So the longer this matter proceeds, it is in their interest. And they obviously hope that their client can pass on. And this is what we make dua for daily, that the Almighty gives him his day in court. And in addition, when Judge Motte ruled that Neville Ells and Seth Dunn, the other two security branch officers, investigated for perjury, Shafiq, more than 15 months later, you know, the NPA and the Hawks are still conducting investigations with absolutely no time frame in mind as to when, you know, the investigations will be concluded. So we're definitely of the view that even in a democratic South Africa, and even after the historic landmark ruling on the 12th of October 2015, that bureaucrats within the NPA and the investigative arms of the Hawks continue just to delay and stall and have no respect for any court rulings. And more importantly, Shafiq, they have absolutely no respect for victims or families throughout the length and breadth of this country.
Sad stuff indeed. Imtiaz Kaji, nephew and author of Amatimol, giving us some very hard truth. Is it incompetence or is it political agendas? We have to wait and see for that one. But Imtiaz Kaji, as always, shukran. Thanks for chatting to us.
It's only my pleasure, Shafiq. And once a lot, once again, many thanks to Voice of the Cape for keeping the memory of my beloved uncle alive. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.